This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builder Supply. Joining us via phone, Kyle Reed of the Douglas Forest Protective Association. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we wanted to kind of get a review of how things went over the weekend. A lot of concern. We talked about this on Friday going into a hot weekend, what turned out to be the hottest day of the year, at least to this point yesterday. How busy were your crews over the weekend?
Yeah, so Saturday actually was a relatively calm day. You know, the big kind of event Saturday, and again, this is kind of sounding like a broken record time and time again every time we talk, is illegal burns. We started off with an illegal burn a couple miles east of Sutherland where somebody decided it was a good day to burn a couple debris piles. So again, that's one of the big things we're seeing time and time and time again is people trying to burn stuff illegally. Please don't burn. In the long run, it's going to be a lot cheaper to take that material to the dump rather than trying to burn that and get the citation for that, and then possibly get the cost for fire suppression if that fire does spread. Yesterday was actually a little bit busier day for us. We did have a couple small fires. The first one was a power line related fire where the heat caused a power line to sag, get down into a tree. The fire didn't spread much other than the tree smoked quite a bit. And then we had a fire in the evening yesterday outside of Myrtle Creek off of Springbrook Road, which was caused from a travel trailer which ignited and spread to the surrounding vegetation. That was actually a really good save by the firefighters. It did burn two vehicles in an outbuilding, but the fire going up the hillside was fairly minimal, and a big portion of that was due to some fuels reduction work that had been completed on the hillside in years past. So that was a great save for us there.
And obviously, we are in this hot period. It's going to be pushing 100, maybe a little above it again today. What are you seeing in terms of the difference about we get to this point of the summer and things just sometimes very quickly start drying up?
Yeah, things, it almost seems like a flip switches and, things change very quick. We've hit that point and things are really dry. The grass is very dry. Stuff that was somewhat green just a week ago is very dry now. And the fires are starting to reflect that. We're starting to see increased fire activity on all the different fires we've had. One of the big things, in addition to the possible triple-digit temperatures today, is lightning. So they've got lightning in the forecast for much of southern Oregon. As of right now, they think it's going to stay to the south and east of our district. So they may see it more on the Umpqua National Forest or some of the lands that we have intermixed with the Umpqua National Forest. But they've been wrong in the past, too, so we're definitely going to keep our eye out and be prepared for any additional fires that may start from lightning.
You know, I looked at the graph this morning of just that wide area under, I think they called it a fire weather watcher or something else, but just a big area there. And even at points yesterday, our forecast was indicating we might have thunderstorms here in Roseburg, but they did take that part out of the forecast.
Yeah, so it's, they have two different terminologies there. So they have a fire weather watch and a red flag warning. And the red flag warning is the more severe one. And that's what's over most of the area. So they don't have us under that red flag warning because they don't think we're going to get that lightning. But again, I've seen several times throughout my career where we've had these same exact scenarios and then we get hit pretty hard with lightning. So that's going to be an interesting thing to see how that plays out today.
And, of course, lightning oftentimes can spark not just one fire, but multiple fires, and then suddenly you've got crews going every direction possible.
Yeah, that's exactly the problem with lightning is, you get multiple fire starts, and they're not easy to access most of the times. It's not like it's a roadside fire start that you can drive right up to. A lot of times you've got to walk a half mile or several miles to get to that fire to even start doing anything on it. The other thing with a big portion, of potential areas for lightning, when you could, potentially see lightning from the Rogue Valley into Douglas County all the way over to Klamath and Lake counties. And this red flag warning, when you look at the map, extends up through most of southern Oregon up through central Oregon. It's a huge area that could be impacted by this, and that could put a big strain on resources, especially after we've already seen lightning the last couple of days in Northern California and multiple large fires start down that way. So that's another big concern is resource drawdown.
Well, and then if they get some of the fires in that area or over towards the east, there are times or scenarios where your crews may get sent that direction, right?
Yeah, so we're part of the Department of Forestry's complete and coordinated system. So if there's fires that are on or threatening ODF-protected land throughout the state, we do move our resources around. You know, two of the helicopters that are stationed here in Douglas County are a statewide severity resource. So they're moved around as needed around the state. But also our engine crews as well, as you know, we can move them around to different fires as needed. Again, our number one priority is, you know, protecting Douglas County here. But we do assist the Department of Forestry with their fires as well.
Now, does it seem, given all the hot weather that we've had, that we haven't had as many fires as normal for this time of year so far?
Oh, so when you look back, we are slightly behind normal number of fires, not by a whole lot. Part of that is we haven't had any lightning yet, and typically we've had a little bit of lightning by now. And if you would factor that in, we'd probably be pretty close to normal. You know, on these really hot days, like we've talked about Paso, we typically see fire activity kind of diminish a little bit just because people are out and doing as much stuff. They're trying to stay indoors where it's cooler. It's kind of when you know, the temperatures drop down a little bit more is kind of when you see more fires happen. But we'll have to wait and see what happens today.
All right, Kyle Reed of the Douglas Forest Protective Association. So what advice would you be giving people as they go about their life today in terms of getting fire started from their end?
Again, please don't burn any debris piles. We've had a problem with that, like we've talked about the last couple of times we've been on the radio here. And then just follow those fire restrictions. So we're in a high fire danger. So activities like mowing, chainsaw use, stuff like that's restricted before 10 o'clock in the morning or after 8 o'clock at night. And then from there, just use some common sense. It's going to be really hot, really dry, and fires can easily start and spread, and that's not what anybody wants to see happen today.
All right, Kyle Reed, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.